Here at the National Biodiesel Conference, I'm speaking with Larry Schaefer. And Larry, I know people have a lot of questions about this RFS2, and we just concluded a session here at the conference. What are some of the main things that people in the industry need to know to help better understand RFS2?
The EPA has already published the regulatory rules online. In addition to that, there will be a number of forms that are published as well that will need to be completed for purposes of registration. The National Biodiesel Board will conduct a number of webinars between now and July 1st to make sure that people are aware of what the compliance rules are and to assist in making sure that, they meet those obligations.
So July 1st being a date that's been set for the start of implementation of the new RFS.
Right. The Renewable Fuels Program, RFS2, the regulatory requirements begin on July 1st of 2010. So biodiesel companies will need to be registered with EPA prior to July 1 of 2010 in order to participate in the program.
So you're highly encouraging them to get that registration process done prior to that time. What if they were already registered under the previous program, still need to register again now under this new one?
That's correct. There are a number of folks who registered under RFS1. RFS2 is a brand new process. So we have 175 biodiesel plants. They will all need to go through the same registration process pursuant to the regulatory rules. They look complicated, and they are complicated, but they are also, it's a very straightforward A through Z approach to things as well. It's kind of a check the box. You need to do A, B, C, D, and E. So we will try to put that in layman's terms for as many people as we can so that they can get that done in short order. It's going to take a couple months, but that's still plenty of time to get it done prior to July 1st.
Can you point to any maybe one main thing that's really different in the new RFS from the original?
Sure. For purposes of registration, every company is going to have a chemical engineer, a third-party individual who's not associated with your plant, to come in and do basically an audit of your facility, of your feedstocks, of your production processes, so that we can tell EPA, so that you can tell EPA what you're doing in the marketplace from feedstock, from production, and how much biodiesel you're going to sell. That's different than it was in RFS1.
It sounds like it. And I know you said NBB is going to be offering some educational programs. Anywhere else you might direct them to get more information to help better understand?
Sure. I would go directly to EPA. And EPA has a specific website available for registration purposes. They also have an 800 hotline as well. Already under the RFS1 program, we use a CDX registration system. So biodiesel producers who are already producing RINs today are already registered in that system. So there's a special hotline for that set up as well. So EPA has a dozen or so people dedicated to try to help answer these types of questions, so they will be available as well.
Anything else that somebody in the industry that's doesn't have a great understanding of this, anything else you might say to them at this point?
Yeah, I would just simply say that we're kind of all in this together. The rules have been here for less than a week. We're all starting at the exact same place. Ask questions and ask questions of the National Biodiesel Board. Ask questions of others in the industry who have more people and more wherewithal to get this done. And I think together we'll be able to kind of move this process forward and have everybody on the same playing field by July 1.
Well, it has. I think the expectation was, and it certainly seems to have generated a lot of special interest here at the conference.
Yes.
Having, like you said, happened just literally a week ago. So
Correct.
Thank you very much, Larry, here at the National Biodiesel Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.